Legacy West has a great thing. They call it the small business cohort, where they help out and nurture small businesses. And we picked out our favorite. I mean, everybody likes cookies. And Alex Francis is the founder of the Cookie Bar. And she is undergoing some cohort business counseling through Legacy West. Alex Francis joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
Well, I know your real job is as a teacher, and that is certainly full time. But tell me about the Cookie Bar. Where did that business come from?
Oh my gosh. So long story short, I took some time off of teaching to have my daughter. And while I took that time off, I got into baking a little bit. My twin sister actually is a pretty good baker, and she loves cookies just like me. And we're really competitive. I come from a competitive family, and she decided it would be a good idea to have a cookie bake-off. And so she came with her best chocolate chip cookies, which everyone loves. And I was like, okay, I've got to come up with something that is going to be amazing to beat her. So I came up with a oatmeal walnut chocolate chip cookie, which is the first cookie that we ever had on our menu that we came out with. And I had my daughters as my judges, and my husband was a judge as well. And I lost. I lost the competition to my twin sister, which was like, it was so heartbreaking for me. But turns out my kids did not like nuts in their cookies. And so they were a little bit biased towards just having a plain chocolate chip cookie. They were like, oh, mom, this is good, but we don't like nuts. So I lost that competition merely because I had walnuts in the cookie. But after that, I was pretty determined to come up with a cookie that I knew that they would love. And I know they love s'mores. So I decided to rearrange some of those ingredients in that same recipe that I had. And I made a s'mores cookie. And so that cookie ended up being one of their favorite cookies. My husband loved it. And so I was baking it like literally weekly for them because they enjoyed it so much. But come to find out, my husband was taking the cookie to work with him and selling the cookie.
He was undercutting him.
He was selling my cookie. Oh my gosh. And getting paid off of it too. And so he comes home and he's like, babe, I think we got something here. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, you know, the cookie, you know, the s'more cookie. I'm like, yes. He's like, I've been selling it. And I'm like, what in the world? And I was like, Tony, those aren't for sale. Like those are, I'm just baking these for you guys. And he's like, well, I think we could sell them. And I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. And he's like, well, if you don't do it, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to call my company. I forget what name he decided to call his company. And I was like, hold on now. You're not going to steal my product and make your own business off of it.
Well, so now you've turned this into a virtual company, right? I mean, there are no Legacy West, I would guess, would like to see bricks and mortar come out of this. But for right now, you're a virtual company.
We are a virtual company right now, but Legacy West, I feel like this program is going to be so, so beneficial for us in so many ways. I've only been in the program for a few weeks now, and already I am learning so much. There's so much exposure that they give you. There's a sense of community that we have with one another, and it's incredible. It's honestly incredible.
So are they helping
you? I think being an entrepreneur.
So they don't need to help you as a cook, obviously, but so this is
helping
you be a business person, I assume.
Yes. So they're offering mentorship. They're offering a community-based program where we're alongside with other entrepreneurs who are in different levels of their business. So we've got people that are just now starting out like myself. We've got other people that have been in business for some years that are in retail stores already. And so it's such a awesome thing to interact and engage with these people that have different experiences along their business path. And it's built a sense of community with us. And we've been able to be guided by Legacy West. They've offered us mentorship. Obviously, the connections are incredible. We've just been given a lot of opportunities that are like, we wouldn't be able to get anywhere else.
So your cookies are great, and they become strongly endorsed by your husband. So, you know that. but how do you make a point of difference? I mean, we had Tiffany on Tiff's Treats, which started out, I think down at University of Texas, and Insomnia Cookies is out there, and Crumbles. They all have bricks and mortar, but they also do delivery. So what's your point of difference? How do you stand out in a crowded field?
Man, I think one of the biggest things for us are our ingredients. We don't use any artificial anything in our cookies. Our cookies are real deal. The butter is real. There's no cake mix in our cookies. This is the real stuff. And we do deliver it, but on top of that, the size of our cookies is the difference. We're a lot larger than Tips Treats. We pack some punch in those cookies. They're huge. They're heavy. They're thick and chewy. So I think we've covered all the grounds in the taste factor and the appearance factor. We're giving you quality baked goods. And they're baked in small batches because we care about the quality that we're getting, that we're pushing out to our customers.
I see you've been doing this long. You must be getting some repeat business. Do you have any sense of cyclicality? I mean, is this, you know, you take off during the holidays or something, or do people buy these for birthdays
Yeah.
or?
Yeah, we've been getting it's been growing. It's been steadily growing and it's really exciting. We have a lot of repeat customers. We're now getting into catering, which has been really awesome. We've been able to cater some Major League Baseball players' weddings just this past
Really?
December, actually. We catered Taylor Hearn's wedding. It was beautiful, a beautiful wedding. We were able to cater that, which was one of the biggest deals for us. We were able to create and de design a birthday cookie for Jose Trevino for the Yankees. And so that was last year as well. And it was just we've had some really amazing experiences, and I think a lot of that one has been due to God. God has definitely blessed us. And another is just people spreading the word. And that's huge when
Well,
people talk about us. So that means, I
you're
mean, we're
running.
doing
You know,
something right.
you've dropped some good names. You're running in pretty good circles, I would think. So you're in, where are you, in Aubrey or Prosper? But you're well north, right?
Yeah, so okay, it's really interesting. We're right in the middle of Celina, Prosper, and Aubrey, like smack dab in the middle. So that's where we started actually delivering our cookies out in Aubrey and Celina, and then we ventured into Prosper and Frisco and Little Elm and McKinney as well.
But that's the growth area. That's where everybody's going, and that's where all the big growth is. You ought to be right there with them.
Exactly.
So, what's the end game, do you think, with Legacy West? Do they want you to get bricks and mortar? Or are they just trying to give you a helping hand?
Man, see, that was one of the questions that they asked within our first meeting is how many people see themselves in a brick and mortar? What is that your end goal? And there were quite a few of us in the program that raised our hands. But I think as weeks go on and the different meetings that we have with them, we kind of are able to kind of really get a clear understanding on what that's going to take to get there, and if that's really where we want to be. And so I'm still trying to figure that out. Where is the lane that we want to be in? Do we want to be in brick or mortar? Do we want to stick with catering? What is it? What's the end game at? Right now, my end game is still brick and mortar, but I'm learning so much about business and particularly food, the food restaurant
Yeah.
business that I don't know, maybe it might change my mind, but Legacy West is doing a really good job with giving us the information that is going to be useful in helping us to decide that.
So have you got overhead now? Did you hire your sister to work for you, for example?
I have not hired my twin sister yet, only because she lives in Fort Worth. But I
So who's helping you do all
have hired
this?
my dad. I'm sorry?
Yeah, so I was just wondering who's helping you. So your dad?
Yeah, my dad. My dad is amazing. He is literally so awesome. He supports me so much. So my dad comes to every event with me, all of my pop-ups. He's there. He helps set up. He helps sell cookies, talk to customers, and he's naturally really friendly. So it works out really well. My dad is definitely, he's my number one. And my daughters, it's been really important for me to
Yeah.
include my daughters on this and for them to see me do something that is not typical for our family. I mean, I don't have a lot of business experience. My family doesn't have any business experience. We're not entrepreneurs. I didn't come from an entrepreneurial family. And so for my daughters to see me do something out of the norm, not something that's typical, you know, go to college and then get a good job and work for somebody else,
Yeah.
I want them to know that it's possible. I want them to know that it's possible. So that's why it's been so important for me to have them along on this journey with me.
Well, you sound like you've got all the right priorities and a great product and smart enough to get some mentorship. And I know you're a good teacher. My guess is you're not an English teacher because you don't spell cookie.
I am not.
You do not spell cookie, K-O-O-K-E.
No, but that's like the phonetics of it in the dictionary. So.
But Alex Francis is founder of the K-O-O-K-E bar. Look for her online, right? For the time being.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot for the time. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.